Chinese Cyberspace Administration Deputy Chief Yang Xiaowei says China's digitalization process has undergone robust development, which is reflected in areas such as infrastructure construction, digital economy, and e-governance.
By the end of last year, China's total length of optical cables reached over 43.5 million kilometers. And the number of users of 4G networks hit 1.17 billion. We have made breakthroughs in research of 5G technology and sped up the deployment of IPv6 network. Meantime, the initial global service of Beidou 3 satellite system is in place. It is now available to many regions, including the countries along the Belt and Road route.
Wang Xinzhe, chief economist with the Chinese Industry and Information Technology Ministry, says the digitalization of industry is a mirror to China's fast-paced development in digital economy. He says leading Chinese companies in different industries have sped up the layout of the industrial internet, which is taking effect in boosting their production.
It's estimated that there are on average 590,000 pieces of equipment connected to an internet platform that belongs to key industrial enterprises. The average number of the affiliated industrial apps and users exceeds 1,500 and 500,000 respectively. In 2018 alone, the businesses on the platform made an average profit of 500 million yuan. With industrial internet, some enterprises lowered the research cost by over 30%. Meanwhile, raised the production efficiency by over 10%.
China's digitalization development has also had an impact internationally. The China initiated cooperative plans in digital economy among G20 and the Belt and Road countries have been implemented. Fruitful results are seen in information infrastructure construction and sharing, as well as cross-country e-governance systems. Looking into the future, Yang Xiaowei says China's task to promote digitalization still faces challenges, and there's more to be done in the process.
We still need to make breakthroughs in core technology research, fix our weaknesses, enhance our innovation capability, and detail the development plans for advanced techniques. We should generate more tangible results from innovation and upgrade our infrastructure into the next generation so as to strengthen our internet capacity. Also, we must speed up the commercial use of 5G and the popularization of IPv6 network and integrate the development of digital economy and the real economy.
Next month, China will hold the second summit on digital development in Fuzhou, Fujian province. It's expected to serve as a platform for issuing China's policies on IT development and for sharing experiences in building a digital China. Representatives of international organizations, multinational companies, and think tanks will attend the summit. Government officials from countries along the Belt and Road will also take part in the event. For CRI, this is Yang Guang.